Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg. A good question and answer that came in through the Ask Cindy on the front of Learburg.com. And you don't, I say this every single time because there's always a lot of new people coming, that you don't need to be a customer of Learburg to ask us a question. This is a good one. It says, my dog recently starting having seizures. He's 7 years old and is e-collar trained. His last seizure was 2 months ago, and he's not had any medication for them. Should I stop using the remote collar because of this? That's a good question. It's kind of a medical question that normally we will give you a couple of ideas, but we're not veterinarians, and it's something that if you're really having a problem, and you weed out a couple of things we're going to talk about here, then you should go see your veterinarian. But Cindy goes on to say that, basically that, I don't know that I can give you a definitive answer. You know, why is your dog having seizures? Is it because of a medical condition, like a reaction to flea and tick collars, or heartworm medication? That's very important to weed those two things or three things out of your scenario, because they can cause seizures. The companies that make it don't want to talk about it. We don't use it on our dogs. We will never use it on our dogs. Or are there some other outside considerations like epilepsy? Cindy goes on and says, with that said, a quality e-collar is nothing more than a TENS unit that our chiropractors use on us. It doesn't pass electricity to a dog. That's a big misunderstanding for people that use remote collars. If you don't know what a TENS unit is, look it up. If you want to get a TENS unit, go on Amazon. You can buy them for $15, $20. You just put two probes on your leg, your arm, wherever, your back, and you have a little control box, and it sends a stimulation that causes your muscles to contract. That's what a TENS unit is. That's what a remote collar is. So all these people that rant and rave about shocking dogs, it's all a bunch of BS. But a good quality remote collar is not going to cause seizures. So in closing, you're the one that really needs to determine what's best for your dog, what you need to do. If you take the things that I talked about out of your dog's life and it's still having seizures, then it's time for a pretty serious medical checkup. So with this said, this weekend we're going to have a 3-day seminar on scent work, detector work, here at Learburg. So if you're interested, get on our mailing list. We'll let you know when we're going to have a seminar. This seminar this weekend, we're going to film it and we're going to offer it. The instructor is Kevin Sheldahl, one of the top detector dog trainers and judges. He's an expert witness in federal court and state court, and he's a retired canine handler. So we film it, and we're going to make those courses available too.